So, welcome back, Colleen. When we left off after the last interview, where we were talking about, or you were talking about the bagpipes, which was fascinating, of course, that touched on the whole thing of Fesnoz. And you suggested that you would give us a history of the Fesnoz. So here we are to find out more about what Fesnoz is and how it came to be.
Okay, hello. Thank you very much for having me again. So, the Fesnoz, or Feshnoz, depending on where you are in Brittany, is a staple of local Breton life, as people listening to Erkebe would know and Spotlight in Brittany would know. What I just wanted to stress is that historically, Fesnoz used to be events celebrating the end of collective farming chores, such as, mainly harvest, so cereal or potato harvests. So these were private events that were open only to those who took part in those farming chores. And it would just bring together, so the farmers, the workers, some of them were amateur musicians, even though obviously some were better than others, but they were not musicians. They were not musicians or singers by profession, so they would just do that on top of their jobs. So it was a way to ease the tensions that might have arisen during the day or during the couple of days. And it was also a way for, particularly for young men, to demonstrate their agility and their strength, particularly bachelors who might be looking for a wife. So sometimes you would have small dance competitions where, interestingly, men would be awarded tobacco for the pipe, and women would be awarded a handkerchief. So I think it's a bit unfair, but anyway, so this is the way things worked. So like small competitions to bring people together and to entice them to dance and give their best. You also had, apart from dancing and singing and playing music, you would have sometimes oral jousting, so oral competitions of eloquence. So people would be speaking in a very poetical way on a given topic, and they would be jousting. So
Oh,
it would
like
be
a
between
slam, like a poetry slam or a
exactly.
hip hop slam. So.
And this is something, unfortunately, that has died out in Brittany, that still exists in other countries. I'm thinking about Lebanon, about Syria. They have a similar practice called zajel. But hopefully it might come back. So you had these oral jousting. You also had physical games where mainly men, again, would be demonstrating their strength. In a way, not so dissimilar to what we see in the Highland Games, or that we would see in the Jeux Bretons, the Breton Games nowadays. And concerning music, the dancing would be accompanied by a cappella singing, so the canadiscan, so call and response singing that you still hear in Festinos these days. And you also had traditional instruments, usually two, only like two instruments doing the call and response. Here in central Brittany, it was not traditionally, it was not the biniou and bombarde, it was not the bagpipes. Before that, it was a clarinet called trojangol, so traditional Breton clarinets, so tuned differently. And the bombards, and so the double reed instruments such as the bombard and the bagpipe, the biniou, came later on. So that's what the Fechtenoz were about historically.
Right, so that's a private, farm-based, really agricultural-based, community-based event, yeah.
Absolutely. And what happened is that in the 1930s, the traditional farming practices were based on solidarity, that would be not relying on machines and tools, but would be relying on people, just died out because new machinery arrived. So along with the end of this working practice, you also had the end of the traditional Fesnoz. And which brings us to the 1950s, when some people decided that it was such a pity that the culture that accompanied these traditional farming practices was dying. And so hence the revival of the Fesnoz, albeit under a different shape. And even though it was a collective dynamic. Some people credit a man called Loïs Ropars with the recreation of the Fête-Noz as a public event. A public event that would not be taking place in France anymore, but the first official, the first recorded Fête-Noz took place in Poulaouen, so in the mountain regions, in 1954. It was organised by Loïs Ropars.
1954.
And so, yeah, so the first public Fête-Noz was organised in a village hall. There was a small singing competition, I think, along with it. And then quickly, this new type of Fête-Noz developed with a paid entry. The money used was often used to support a particular cause. So sometimes it was a fundraiser.
Right.
So there was a very important role of the Fête-Noz to raise funds for a school, for a particular cultural society, later on for a political cause
right.
in the 1970s. And so this new type of Fête-Noz played a very important role in the 1970s revival, cultural revival,
right.
particularly in cities.
Yeah.
So we went from a rural practice to an urban practice. So the Fête-Noz developed in major cities and in the Breton diaspora, in the world, in Paris, in France. And it was a way for similarly people to meet, to come together again around a particular cause. And you had new bands that were formed, so professional bands, or just the idea of a band. So not only two people doing the call and response, either by singing or by playing music. And so you had a lot of these bands that were created in the early 1970s,
right.
such as Diola d'Armene, for instance, uh-huh. in Laurent Scrignac, and Sonia Yandu, for instance. So both these bands have recently celebrated their 50th
yes.
anniversary.
Yeah.
And then you had a second wave in the late 1990s with, again, a resurgence again
yeah.
of the Fête-Noz that has endured until today, and with also new bands that were created at that time, such as Plantec, Aria Wong. And what is interesting also is that traditionally, when the revival of the Fête-Noz took place from the 1950s onwards, on the posters, because before obviously these were private events, you wouldn't have posters.
Yeah.
But on the posters nowadays, when you have when you see the posters with the name and you say, okay, I'm going to that Fête-Noz because that band is playing.
Yeah.
There's something that is very new.
Yeah.
That goes along also with the professionalization of the Fête-Noz singers and Fête-Noz musicians. But before that, it was just, again, musicians were not paid.
No.
They would have the expenses covered. They would be offered, a couple of drinks and a bit of, tobacco or something else. But most of them were farmers, and on the weekend they would go and sing.
Fascinating. Thank you very much once again.
Thank you.